From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake stunned central Mexico today. Jane Lee has the details.
Images of the damage showing building walls shearing off and floors collapsed. It's the second big quake to hit Mexico this month. The quake's epicenter was near Mexico's southeastern city of Atencinco, according to the U.S. Geological Survey.
At least 120 people are reported having died as buildings collapsed in plumes of dust. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed those gathered at the 72nd United Nations General Assembly. Trump said that North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Trump also touched on Iran, Venezuela, and more during his address. Other leaders also spoke, including French President Emmanuel Macron, who defended the international 2015 Paris Climate Control Pact. Macron said that the accord can be improved, but that it will not be renegotiated, adding that the door will always be open to the U.S. to return to the deal. British police have arrested a third suspect in last week's bombing of a London underground train that injured more than 30 people. Scotland Yard said that the 25-year-old suspect was arrested in Newport, Wales. Police were searching a property in Newport but would not release any additional details. Two other men were arrested over the weekend. They do remain in police custody, but neither has been formally charged. This is VOA News. Rain began lashing the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Steve Barragona has the details.
Puerto Rico's governor warned that Hurricane Maria could hit as a Category 5 storm with a force and violence that hasn't been seen for several generations. Governor Ricardo Rossello said to expect to lose a lot of infrastructure, adding that a likely island-wide power outage and communication blackout could last for days.
Authorities warn that people in wooden or flimsy homes should find safe shelter before the storm's expected arrival on Wednesday. Turkey is turning up the pressure on Iraqi Kurds in a bid to stop an independence referendum that is set for Monday. Dorian Jones reports.
Around 100 Turkish tanks and armored vehicles are massed on the Iraqi-Kurdish border, ostensibly for military exercises. That coincide with a hardening of Ankara's political rhetoric against a referendum by Iraqi Kurds. Government spokesman Becky Bozdar said Tuesday the vote is being driven by a Sikh mentality and warned it threatened to spark regional chaos. Despite mounting political and military pressure, observers question whether Turkey would or could back up its saber-rattling. Economic sanctions on Iraqi Kurds would be a double-edged sword, while any military action could drag Turkey into a quagmire and possibly isolate the country. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar to halt its military campaign against Rohingya Muslims just hours after Aung San Suu Kyi failed to quell an international outcry in a much-anticipated address. Addressing the opening of the UN General Assembly, Guterres said he took note of Aung San Suu Kyi's pledge to abide by the recommendations of a report by former UN Chief Kofi Annan that has advocated citizenship for Rohingyas. But Guterres said the authorities in Myanmar must end military operations and allow unhindered humanitarian access. More than 420,000 Rohingyas have been forced to flee the violence in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Israel's military on Tuesday shot down an Iranian-made drone being operated by members of the Hezbollah militant group as the drone approached the Golan Heights. According to the Israeli military, the drone was shot down with a Patriot interceptor missile over the Golan demilitarized zone after being launched from an airbase near Damascus. The Golan area, which separates Israel from Syria, has seen some spillover of violence from the Syrian civil war. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.